But with respect to Candace, all of you should have her resume before you. She is a talented young lady, and I'm certain she will do well. So we have a motion and a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ann Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
The motion is unanimous. Our thanks to Mrs. Goldstein.
Did you say we had a resume here?
Should be.
I didn't see it.
I couldn't find it either.
Not in there, huh?
I remember seeing it.
We will forward it right away, because that material was before our... administrator secretary, but apparently didn't make it in the packet, so... Item 3B, folks, consider mayor's appointment of Robert Hudon, otherwise known as Bob Hudon, as the coordinator of ESDA for this fiscal year.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions or comments? Roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Item 3C is to proclaim August 2009 as the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month in the city of Geneva. And before we entertain a motion, I think we have a brief but entertaining and enlightening presentation to make. And I believe that Alderman Vogelsberg is going to be taking the podium.
Not after that builds up.
No? Well, I can always...
You'd be entertaining.
I can always amend the comments depending on what you say.
Thank you, Mayor. As you all know, this is Paul Ruby, friend of Geneva.
Well, thank you for giving us an opportunity to explain a little bit about our foundation, and more importantly, for giving an opportunity to thank the community for all the support they've provided over the last 3 years. Our foundation is dedicated to raising funds and awareness for Parkinson's research, specifically at Northwestern Movement Parkinson's and Movement Disorder Center in Chicago. We typically have one fundraiser a year. The last 2 years have been a golf tournament and a concert. This year, it's we decided to do just a concert, which has grown considerably, and an additional event that's happening as we speak that Don can explain a little more about.
Okay, thank you. First, I did want to mention, Paul's too modest to mention that the first year the foundation gave $70,000 to Michael J. Fox Foundation for Team Fox, and he and Linda were flown to New York to sit at the head table with Michael J. Fox because that was the biggest team donation. And then last year we gave $70,000. They let the board of directors, which Joe Scanton is also one of them, they had us come down and we got to actually pick the research project that the money, all the money we raised went right to the research project, so we were able to fund one whole year of research. So we don't really have any overhead costs, so that's good. But the cool thing that we're invited to now is the Markham Winery, which, Mayor, you spoke on this quite a bit last week. They have the Market Distinction Award, and they award $25,000 to a community group that does something to promote something for the community or for a community like Parkinson's disease community. So anyhow, the great thing is we were one of the 10 finalists, and right now we're neck and neck for first place because it's all determined on online voting. And it's www.markhamdistinction.com, and I know the mayor has his own page with that link if anyone wants to vote. And that's such an easy way. You know, anybody who's done fundraisers knows all the schlepping around you have to do, and this, all you have to do is sit at your house and vote once a day every day. So that's the easiest fundraiser we've done so far. But anyhow, now to the concert. This year, as Paul said, it's bigger than ever. It's totally a family event. So we have 10 bands. We have 4 restaurants participating. We have kids' activities like a moon jump and a little water slide, live auction, silent auction, and we have a lot of local bands and people coming traveling. We have Haas Gallery, Gabe Perez, The Hicks Brothers Junior All-Stars, Dave Ramont and Friends, Drew Davis, Michael Heaton Band, The Antennas, The Gaddis Girls, which are popular with the teenage boys in Geneva. And then Lisa Dent is going to be our MC for the whole day, so we're very fortunate. She's done that every year. But anyhow, we have a little DVD that we wanted to show you. Let's see, hopefully I don't need your help, Terry. We can...
inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know.
Thank you for letting us show that. The picture does say 1,000 words. And Mayor, we have a little gift for you. And who wouldn't want to go to that concert? We brought tickets for sale. Who wants to be the first one?
I will.
All right, Ron. Sam, you already bought yours online, didn't you?
We have two.
In exchange at the council meeting?
August 29th.
August 29th, Saturday, August 29th. It's fun, and the beauty of it is it's actually held in Mill Creek, so we have nothing to worry about.
That's right.
Yeah, those sheriff's police don't know anything. It's all good. So, I do want to say just a couple things about Paul and Linda and the boys, one of which couldn't be here tonight. Paul, these words are directed to you and Linda and, of course, Wes and Logan, but also, obviously, your dad. And if folks don't know, Mark Ruby, the former president of North Aurora, and his lovely wife Marilyn are here with us tonight as well. All of you know that the city council chamber over the years has really been a stage, if you will, where we recognize and honor people for all sorts of things. As many of you know, we, of course, award our artists certificates. We recognize our athletes for their extraordinary accomplishments, and we honor our citizens for doing extraordinary things, really, each and every year. And tonight, of course, we have the pleasure of not only welcoming Paul Ruby and his family, but also honoring them to a certain extent. And, you know, I wanted to say a couple things that and I'm trying to choose my words carefully because I don't want to sound overly dramatic and I don't want to miss the mark, but until our friend Paul Ruby was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, all we knew, most of us knew about Parkinson's disease was through Paul's friend Michael J. Fox. But Mr. Ruby, you have put a face on this disease and you have helped put smiles on thousands of faces throughout the country because of the hard work you do. And I know that Linda and Wes and Logan stand beside you each and every day battling this with you. And we, the community, 24,000-plus strong, battle it with you as well. So if those of you who are watching at home see this familiar face up here named Paul Ruby, he's not just the guy at the Harrington who makes you feel comfortable, and he's not just the gentleman who personifies hospitality, but you also represent the very best that Geneva has to offer. You are an extraordinarily generous man. We respect you, we honor you, we admire you, and we love you very much. So, and we're here to support you. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. We have a proclamation, ladies and gentlemen. If no one objects, I'd love to read the proclamation. Linda is going to step forward. And Logan, come on, Logan, don't be afraid, man. By the way, this is being broadcast except for areas of Mill Creek. It's a technical issue. So that's Shodine development. They just can't seem to get that right. Mark and Marilyn, do you want to join them? Yeah. Now, this is a picture. A City of Geneva, Illinois proclamation. A proclamation of the City of Geneva proclaiming August 2009 as the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month. Whereas more than 1 million, and perhaps closer to 1.5 million people in the United States have Parkinson's disease, a chronic progressive disorder of the central nervous system that belongs to a group. Whereas Parkinson's is a progressive disease of the central nervous system, and whereas more than 1 million and perhaps closer to 1.5 million people in the United States have Parkinson's disease, making it the second most common neurodegenerative disease in the United States after Alzheimer's disease. Whereas Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder associated with aging, affecting a growing segment of the population above the age of 55, traditionally, and whereas Parkinson's affects men and women about equally, with a slight predominance in males, and whereas Parkinson's crosses social, ethnic, economic, and geographic boundaries. Whereas on Saturday, August 29, 2009, the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Concert for a Cure, the third annual, will take place at Tanna Farms in Geneva, Illinois, to increase awareness and to raise money to directly fund research. Now, therefore, I, Kevin Burns, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the City of Geneva, do hereby proclaim August 2009 as Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research Awareness Month, and in witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand and the great seal of the City of Geneva on this third day of August 2009. I will entertain a motion to so proclaim.
So moved. Second.
Motion by everybody, seconded by everybody.
Good.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Now I can sign, Paul. This is...
Any chance I could actually get a name on that?
Sure, we'll give that to Hill. We'll give the second to Vogelsberg. How's that?
Thank you.
The clerk is so picky, picky, picky. It's all about the law. See, if this was Mill Creek, we'd do everything we want. Awesome. I'm sure the sheriffs will be over at your party, by the way, looking for all of us. Is he really? Wow.
I
want
to know where that Future Burns group is. You good, dude?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mayor.
On behalf of the Paul Ruby Foundation for Parkinson's Research and everyone affected by Parkinson's disease, I sincerely thank Mayor Burns and the City Council for acknowledging and promoting the cause. I'd also like to thank the entire Geneva community for their continued support. Although there are many people that many individuals that contribute to the success of our foundation, there's someone I need to single out. You're going to kill me, Don, but without you, I don't know if the foundation would even exist, let alone be as successful as it is. So thank you for all you do for the foundation and for your community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Wes. Logan. Dude. If you don't want to stick around, you don't have to, man. So if you want to, like, sneak out of here. Because the rest of the stuff is gruelingly boring. Although we are voting to annex Mill Creek later, so you might want to stick around for that. That'll be exciting.
Could be exciting.
Could be riveting. Yeah, Paul and Linda, by all means, if you guys need to sneak away, please do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being here. Item 4 is amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk, and there are quite a few, can be considered by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Singer motions, and Mr. Piper makes the second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Frank Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
Item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, please read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $235,453.95.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city's website.
Second.
Motion by Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
We jump to item 11A, ladies and gentlemen. Consider ordinance number 2009-22, removing tax exemptions for certain non-residential properties in special service area number 1.
So move.
Second.
Singer makes the motion and Piper seconds. Questions or comments regarding this matter? As we all know, it was discussed a good debate last week. Nothing new has materialized since then. If there's any questions, certainly Ellen DeVita, perhaps, Paul Evans, perhaps, Mrs. McKittrick, and or Ms. Dawkins. Any questions or comments? Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. After last week's discussion and some internal discussions here, I think at least what I walked away with was an understanding that we have a severely underfunded SSA that needs to be corrected or re-looked at. I don't know if we're going to open a can of worms here, but I think we really need to have staff take a look into that, see what we can do to get that straightened out, especially in these times where budgets are tight. We're going to have to tighten our belt, too, because it seems to me that that's what I gathered from that last meeting, is we're pretty underfunded in that area. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anybody from the audience? Mr. Clerk, we have a motion and a second. Please take the roll call.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
Folks, according to my records, we jump to item 15. Prior to going into closed session, of course. So item 15 is new business. Any new business from any member of the audience tonight? It's a lively bunch. From the dais. Nothing. Excellent. Ah, yes, of course. Ellen, speak up. This Friday evening, August 7th, is Viva Geneva downtown, being coordinated by the Geneva Academic Foundation for the benefit, of course, for JF and obviously the downtown.
Come on, you're doing a good job. It's Friday night from 3 to 9. Over 100 businesses will be open till 9 o'clock, so we invite all our residents to come on down. You can buy a ticket on the courthouse lawn. It's $50. $25 immediately goes to GAF. They're hoping this will bring them over the $1 million mark for all the fundraising they've done over the years. So they're really hoping for a good turnout, and they're doing this to thank the businesses. The downtown businesses frequently and plentifully support events throughout the entire community, and they're recognizing the philanthropy and the donations that are made by the businesses. So the $50 will get you $25 immediately to GAF. The remaining $25 is Geneva Chamber gift certificates, which the Chamber will redeem from any business, no service fees. It's a pure community service the Chamber provides to the community. So someone with a $25 Chamber gift certificate, good as cash, welcome to any business in Geneva. And there'll be a coupon book people will get with all sorts of discounts and special offers. Most of them are good for the month of August, the entire remainder of the month from the downtown businesses. And there'll be music on the streets, a scavenger hunt, silent auctions, and we just suggest the community come out and support Geneva. Thanks.
Thank you. Anything else from the audience? Otherwise, nothing from the dais. I will entertain a motion to go into closed session on discussion of semi-annual review of closed session minutes of the public body.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Singer. I'm tired of saying Piper. We'll give this one to Marks. And Mr. Clerk, entertain a roll call, please.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. There will be action following this closed session, and we don't expect to be too long, so we'll see you shortly. The microphones are back off and the cameras are rolling yet again. Or, excuse me, back on and the cameras are rolling. I'll entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Mr. Piper. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll to return to open session.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
John Singer.
Aye.
John Roseberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously. We will entertain a motion to consider approval of release of certain closed session minutes of the public body. You can all read those, rattle off those dates that should be released. Partial minutes of November 20th, 2006 regarding the NICOR settlement. Partial minutes of June 18, 2007 concerning NICOR settlement. Partial minutes of the December 3rd, 2007 concerning NICOR settlement. Full minutes of the January 19th, 2009 closed session concerning NICOR settlement. The full minutes of the February 17th, 2009 minutes regarding the review of closed session minutes. And the full copy of the minutes of March 16th, 2009 regarding none other than NICOR settlement. So the motion and the second would include releasing those said documents.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second. Okay. Well, actually, the second remains with Mr. Piper since he seconded it, but just a concurrence of friendly so we know what the heck we're doing here, which will surprise everybody. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Those records will be made available to the public in the form normally done. So, is there any other new business before we adjourn for the evening, folks?
On the SSA vote on the Committee of the Whole, I abstained because of the business. I forgot to abstain this time. Okay, thank you.
Let me call the chief.
That's right.
I'm sorry about that.
Chief,
she won't make
it. It was already a majority before it got to me.
Yeah, well, that's too late. Sorry. You look good in stripes.
No computer.
That's not true.
Not voting properly. Driving with the load not properly tied down.
Thank you. Do you want to buy it?
Mice are still on.
Bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, obviously, before we adjourn the meeting, that vote will be changed accordingly.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Anything else, folks? In the audience before we head out for an early evening here on Monday, August 3rd? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
What do you think?
You call it.
Give it to Marks for the motion. And the second we'll give to Dantino. He looks exhausted.
So, I am.
I think we should have buzzed.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone.